Yeah, definitely enjoying the weather, but also missing New Orleans family and things like that. But training camp is training camp, and this is a tough time of the season. Got to get through it.
Keenan, we talked about the potential of this defense and then the back four, the secondary. What are the steps right now here in camp the next few weeks to become the top team in the league, to become the best secondary in the league?
Like Coach been emphasizing this whole offseason, OTAs, just trying to create turnovers. And like Coach pulled up some great statistics yesterday in meetings, the team that won a Super Bowl, I think the last 5 years, has been a leader in turnovers. So that's something that we as in the back end, we got to make more turnovers.
Keenan, I was looking at yesterday during special teams. Well, I said, look at these vets. That you, Jarvis Byrd, and then Champ Bailey, almost like a player coach, where it looks like y'all working on obviously bump and run footwork, whether like not crossing over, shuffling your feet. Just elaborate on that and that kind of meeting that really coaches sometimes you just got to get together, player to player.
It's always an honor when you have some guy, a guy like that, caliber like that, who's been doing it for forever, one of the best to ever do it, just to coach us up. So anytime we could pick his brain, anytime we get a break, we always asking some questions so that we can uplift our game as well. He's been a tremendous help with me this all season as far as, trying to fix and tune my weaknesses. So I'm glad to have him.
You looking forward to the pads tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah,
you do. I don't tackle like that. Yeah, it's always great to have the opportunity to let some of you hang out, but I hope everybody stay healthy so we can go in the season ready.
What have you seen from Patrick Robinson so far and him coming back from the knee injury?
He scared me. That's a guy I feel like, have a great opportunity to go against the number one receiver no matter what team, but also a great teammate. And I watched him this all season, had the opportunity to work with him as well. He's been working extremely hard to get back, and I think he would be ready to go.
Have you had a chance to go up against Brandon? How many times have you gone up against Brandon Cooks?
I try to stay away from that guy. I've been going against him a lot, also helping him as well. A young guy, new to the league, just trying to help him, learn things that cornerback will try to do him. So he's been trying to pick my brain as well, and, it's seeing him work.
What stands out about him?
Guy humble, and he also a leader, hard working. That's something that, that we need in this locker room, and glad to have him.
If I go back to Patrick for a second, when he's healthy, do you think he's good enough to start?
Yeah, definitely. That's a guy who I feel as though we missed a lot last year. A lot of time we had a double team in the slot and things like that. That's a guy who could play inside and out, so, he's definitely a starter.
Now, Keenan, look at what you accomplished last year. And obviously the Houdat Nation Saints fans, they love you, they embrace you. They kind of describe you as a shutdown corner. Do you feel maybe that you have to put like back-to-back seasons to truly maybe get recognized to be a Pro Bowler? Because the Saints fans view you as a Pro Bowler, but from a national perspective.
No, that ain't my goal to worry about the Pro Bowl. If it come, it come. My goal is to get to Arizona. So whatever I could do to help my team get there, I'm willing to do.
Would it be a nice cherry on top?
One or two more?
Definitely be a great opportunity to have to play with, the best, the elite, but that's not my goal. My goal is to get to the Super Bowl.